Hello, this is your Polycast for Thursday, December 14th, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom. On today's edition, more on Tina Smith heading to the U.S. Senate. Tina Smith will trade her job as Lieutenant Governor for U.S. Senator early next year. She was selected yesterday by DFL Governor Mark Dayton to replace Senator Al Franken upon his promised resignation. Smith says she'll also run for the seat in 2018. Brian Baxt has more.
Tina Smith has had a long career in Minnesota politics, but if you're not familiar with her, that's understandable. She has spent more of her time working on behalf of candidates and officeholders than occupying the limelight. Only since 2015 has Smith been an elected official herself, as second-in-command to Governor Dayton. Now, she's off to Washington.
I accept this appointment, and it will be my great honor to serve Minnesota as United States Senator.
Smith says she didn't expect this life turn. She says it comes at a difficult moment, amid the resignation of Franken under pressure and at a fractious time for the country.
Now my job will be to go to Washington, D.C. to continue working on behalf of Minnesota and our country. And I will do this in my own way, using my own best judgment and experience, but always with the people of Minnesota in mind.
She sidestepped a question on whether President Trump should face investigation or resign over sexual misconduct allegations against him. Smith says her chief task is to be a fierce advocate for economic opportunity and fairness. For Dayton, choosing Smith was bittersweet. He will lose his lieutenant governor, who was his former chief of staff before that. But Dayton framed it as Minnesota's gain.
I've worked with many superb public officials during my 40-year career. Tina stands first and foremost among them. She's extremely intelligent, quick to learn, yet always open to hearing others' views.
Dayton wouldn't say who else he considered for the sudden vacancy, but said he looked at numerous people.
I listened to many Minnesotans who shared their views with me. But this final decision is mine alone.
Smith expects to assume the job in January, when Franken's resignation is made official. She's only guaranteed to have the post for a year, but she immediately declared herself a candidate for the remainder of the Franken term. As if on cue, key Democratic groups announced they would back Smith in the special election. And Democratic Congressman Keith Ellison, who has a growing profile in Minnesota and beyond, took himself out of consideration by endorsing Smith. Minnesota Republican Party Chair Jennifer Carnahan says Smith will own Dayton's controversial legacy. Carnahan says Smith is
his right hand and inner confidant and someone that he's worked behind the scenes with and collaborated with Washington, D.C. on. I don't see how that represents what's in the best interest of Minnesota, but it is what it is. And we'll move forward and we will defeat Tina Smith next November.
No Republican candidates have yet announced, but many are looking at it. And interest groups on the right are gearing up for a fight, too. Among them is Minnesota Citizens Concerned for Life, a group that opposes legalized abortion. MCCL immediately slammed Smith as, quote, an abortion industry insider. Smith was a former executive at Planned Parenthood. She sensed the criticism was coming.
The work that I did at Planned Parenthood helped to provide health insurance, health care, helped to provide health care and treatment for sexually transmitted diseases and cancer screenings to thousands and thousands and thousands of women. I'm proud of that work.
As Smith leaves for the new job, what happens with her old one is also stirring conflict. State succession law says the lieutenant governor post is to be filled by the state Senate president, in this case a Republican. That senator is Michelle Fischbach of Painesville, who says she's ready to do both jobs at once. It matters because the Senate is in GOP hands by a single seat.
The motivating factor for me is I was elected by the Senate, by the constituents of Senate District 13, and I have a commitment to represent them in the Senate.
Dayton has asked Democratic Attorney General Lori Swanson for a legal opinion, but he has raised doubts that a person could serve in both the legislative and executive branch positions simultaneously, suggesting another court case is on the horizon. He says he's open to a special session to find a different path, but also prepared to have a Republican in the job. Dayton and Fischbach are down for a lunch meeting on Friday. Covering politics, I'm Brian Baxt at the Capitol.
So who is Tina Smith? Mark Zdechlik has more on her career and what people are saying about her appointment to the Senate.
Tina Smith has spent most of her professional life in high-level, behind-the-scenes political positions. Smith is 59. Prior to stepping forward as Mark Dayton's lieutenant governor candidate in 2014, the New Mexico native served as Dayton's chief of staff, and before that held the same title under Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Rybak. She also ran Rybak's unsuccessful campaign for governor in 2010. And after the plane crash death of Senator Paul Wellstone, she ran former Vice President Walter Mondale's brief unsuccessful race against Republican Norm Coleman. Mondale says he's happy Dayton chose Smith, and he's glad Smith will run in next year's special election. He says she's brilliant, honest, and knows a lot about Minnesota.
One of the things I really like about it, she's traveled a lot all over the state. She's spent a lot of time with Minnesotans from border to border, and she really is up to date on what Minnesotans are concerned about.
In accepting the Senate appointment, Smith likened her travel throughout the state as Dayton's lieutenant to being invited into Minnesota's living room. She talked about how well Minnesotans are doing overall, but underscored significant disparities in education, health, and economic stability. As a senator, Smith is pledging to live by Wellstone's "We all do better when we all do better" motto.
I am resolved to do everything that I can to move Minnesota forward, and I will be a fierce advocate in the United States Senate for economic opportunity and fairness.
Former Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Rybak says Dayton made a perfectly logical choice in Smith.
Whenever I had a really tough problem, it would be something kind of inside City Hall or something huge like the bridge collapse, I'd turn to Tina, and Tina would make it work.
This spring, Smith surprised a lot of people when she announced she would not run for governor next year, leaving some to question whether she'll be motivated enough for a multi-million dollar Senate campaign. Rybak says the Senate race makes more sense for her.
When I really size up Tina Smith's skills, I think she would have been a great governor, and I think she will be a great senator. But I always thought she was better situated to the Senate, where it really requires this ability to be passionate about what you believe in and somehow figure out a way to get somebody who doesn't agree with you to find a way to work together with you. That is an amazingly consistent piece of all of Tina Smith's work.
Mondale, too, was appointed to the U.S. Senate following Hubert Humphrey's election as vice president more than 50 years ago. He was reelected twice. He thinks the appointment will give Smith an advantage going into next November's special election, but he acknowledges she's in a somewhat awkward position.
It's a mixed blessing for the senator because, you know, there's a feeling that you haven't been elected yet. You're kind of half a senator.
As for Al Franken, he issued a statement calling Smith a dedicated public servant with a record of accomplishment. Franken has not yet said when he will step down, but pledged to work with Smith to ensure a speedy and seamless transition. Covering politics, I'm Mark Zedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio News.
Now let's take a closer look at that flap over the lieutenant governor's office. The Republican president of the state Senate says she believes she can keep her current job and be lieutenant governor. Governor Dayton disagrees. Tim Pugmire has more.
The Minnesota Constitution addresses the issue of succession in the case of a lieutenant governor vacancy. It states that the last elected presiding officer of the Senate shall become lieutenant governor. That presiding officer is Republican Senator Michelle Fischbach of Painesville. She says she's ready to fulfill her constitutional obligation to assume the office. But Fischbach doesn't plan to give up her Senate seat.
My primary duty is to the Senate, to the constituents of Senate District 13.
Fischbach says a memo from the Senate's top lawyer, Tom Bodern, supports her plan to do both jobs. It cites an 1898 Minnesota Supreme Court ruling that decided the same question.
I think right now we're looking at holding both roles. We believe that the memo that Mr. Bodern put together provides us the opportunity or the ability to hold both of those roles.
In 1898, the lieutenant governor presided over the Senate. A 1971 constitutional amendment separated the two jobs. A 1968 amendment prohibited senators or representatives from holding any other office. Still, the Senate lawyer contends the core reasoning of the earlier court decision still applies. He did, however, warn Fischbach that her plan to hold two offices at once could be challenged in court. Fischbach said she wasn't thinking about a court fight.
You know, I think we will address that if it comes to that. We have not, that's not an issue at this point.
Governor Dayton, who is fresh off a Minnesota Supreme Court win over his veto of legislative funding, says his office's legal counsel offered a different opinion on the succession question. It said Fischbach cannot hold two offices at the same time. Dayton has asked Attorney General Lori Swanson for a formal opinion on the issue.
This is not my determination to make. My goal is to assure Minnesotans that I'm following, and we're all following, what's prescribed in the Minnesota Constitution and in statute, without favor to one side or another.
If Fischbach ends up having to surrender her Senate seat, it could put Republicans' slim majority in peril. As of Friday, the GOP will hold a 34-32 advantage, pending a special election to fill the seat vacated by DFLer Dan Schoen. Not surprisingly, Senate Democrats are pushing hard that the Constitution requires Fischbach to give up her Senate seat when she takes the lieutenant governor job. They want another special election and the chance to pick up a seat. State Republican Party Chair Jennifer Carnahan accused Dayton of using the Smith appointment to undermine the GOP state Senate majority.
I think this was a calculated move. I think it was a cunning move on behalf of Governor Dayton.
Dayton said Republican Senate Majority Leader Paul Gazelka asked him about the possibility of a special legislative session to elect a Democrat to replace Fischbach as Senate president so that person could then become lieutenant governor. But Dayton said he's not interested.
I'm not going to pursue a special session. I'm totally fine with the provisions in the law and the Constitution as they exist.
There are also questions about a DFL governor who's wrestled with health issues having a conservative Republican move next in line to succeed him. Dayton said he's not going anywhere.
I look forward to working with Senator Fischbach if she becomes the lieutenant governor, and we'll develop a cooperative relationship, and I'll do my best to stay healthy so she gets to be lieutenant governor for the next 400 and some days.
Dayton said he invited Fischbach to lunch Friday to discuss the succession and her role as lieutenant governor. Covering politics, I'm Tim Pugmire at the Capitol.
And that's your Polycast for this Thursday, your daily check-in on Minnesota politics. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio newsroom.